Father in heaven, we do exalt you, we do glorify you, we worship you, we thank you for your goodness, for your extravagant love, for your extravagant grace. Father, we praise you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to come and to have your way, to manifest the love of the Father, to manifest the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of you, Holy Spirit, into this time. That as we worship you, that you would come, you would be pleased to come and dwell amongst your people. You are everywhere present and you're here, but we just want to say, Lord, we want you to show yourself in a way that you desire to show yourself to us this morning. Show us, as Moses said, show us your glory. It's with expectation that we come, but with no agenda, but with expectation that when we come to you, we will meet you. When we seek you, we will find. When we ask, it will be given. And so we come. Come, Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Glorify the Lord Jesus so that, Father, your kingdom might come and your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship and prayer as we praise our God for his great love for us, for the sacrifice that he made for us on that cross. So this message that we have right here, I was reflecting on 1 John 4 this morning, where it says, God is love. I mean, we're focusing on this God so loved, but understanding that God himself is love. And then it goes further to explain, this is love. So God is love. What does that mean? This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is a message that we hear. I mean, many of us coming to church week after week after week, you know, we hear it over and over again. Don't become numb to this incredibly great news. This, our Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who we rebelled against, who we turned against, he came down to this world to take the punishment that we deserve. The power of hell is defeated. Sometimes we neglect to look at what we are actually deserving of, that we are deserving of hell, that we have strayed from God. We are not deserving of a relationship with him. And yet he mercifully and graciously made that way for us. And I was understanding this a little more the other day as, you know, I'm living more with Jesus and taking more of other people's burdens. You know, we're called to bear each other's burdens. And so as we're living the way that Jesus did, that's what we do. And I don't know if any of you have ever experienced as you do that, we joyfully do it and it's exciting, but at the same time, it can be draining and tiring and difficult, right? Just because something is good doesn't make it easy. And so as we experience that, bearing each other's burdens, gives me this picture of Jesus bearing our burdens on that cross. You know, sometimes we only bear one or two other people's burdens. He took all of ours. How much weight that is. How good he is. Let's rejoice in that and reflect on what an incredible God this is, who loves us so much to take all of our sins and our burdens upon himself.
Deserve it, still you give.
No shadow that he won't light up, no mountain he won't climb up, no wall he won't kick down or lie he won't tear down, coming after you, coming after me. So if there's anything in your lives where you're feeling like, oh, this is too much, this is standing between me and God, there's nothing that is too much for him to break through, and he will keep chasing after you. I've experienced it. I know many others in this room have experienced it. The Bible says so. It's all throughout the Bible. That's the whole Bible, is God chasing after people. Let's rejoice in that this morning. I want to give us a moment to offer up praises for his incredible love right now. So leaving that out to you guys to offer up praises or just sit in the moment in his love. So let's take a minute to do that.